There ought to be something very special about the boundary conditions of the universe. And what can be more special than that there is no boundary? And there should be no boundary to human endeavor.
Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. There is one point missing in William Shakespeare's romantic tribute to great persons. They are not always immediately appreciated. Some historical figures, like Vincent van Gogh, wait for decades patiently in their deaths before their names receive world acknowledgement. Stephen Hawking is lucky in this sense. The scientist bestseller, A Brief History of Time, has allowed us, his contemporaries, to realize his brilliance as he continues a lifelong struggle with motor neuron disease. But the greatness of his ex-wife, Jane Wilde, is yet to be explored in the movie The Theory of Everything.
Is that what you want?
Yes, it is what I want, sir. Please, if you care about me at all, then please just go.
I can't.
I have 2 years to live. I need to work.
I love you.
You've left her. That's a false conclusion.
I want us to be together for as long as we've got, and if that's not very long, well, then that's just how it is. It'll have to do.
You don't know what's coming.
Inspired by Jane's memoir, Travelling to Infinity, My Life with Stephen Hawking, the biographical romance is told from a female perspective. It is true, director James Marsh's film describes how Stephen Hawking achieved international fame in the world of science. Screenwriter Anthony McCarten's story is not about archaic laboratories or indecipherable formulae on dusty blackboards. It is about the love story of Stephen Hawking and Jane Wilde. He is a science dude who studies cosmology, which he calls the religion for intelligent atheists. And she is an art student who goes to the Church of England. It is extraordinary the two young students, so different from each other, could hit it off. But even more extraordinary is their life together, during which Stephen developed his famous theory about time, while Jane took care of his needs in the family. They try to live a normal life and be a normal family for 2.5 decades, until the debilitating disease became an insurmountable obstacle for the union.
I keep looking for a way to make this work, but I can't find it on my own.
Everything is fine. We're just a normal family.
We're not a normal family. We're not a normal family!
Unlike director James Marsh's previous work on the thriller Shadow Dancer, which is full of suspension and foreboding, The Theory of Everything takes on a lighter tone, all the while stressing the loving aspects of their relationship and flowing smoothly in warm-coloured shots and emotions. Eddie Redmayne, as the wheelchaired professor, is charged with the task to reproduce Stephen's good sense of humour and the progressive symptoms. He is very effective in making the audience feel for the victims of the ALS disease, certainly more effective than most who took the ice bucket challenge. Felicity Jones shows strength in a quiet way and proves Jane's devotion and perseverance in everything the couple has achieved jointly. When Stephen was diagnosed with a terminal disease, he was given 2 years to live. Now half a century has passed, the cosmologist is still exploring the universe at Cambridge. He owes that, at least in part, to Jane Wilde. The Theory of Everything is a recollection of the happy moments in Stephen and Jane's relationships, and the filmmakers have done a great job sharing these moments with a greater audience.